This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To keep your brain warm, it's the components of the DJV show. One component is Jennifer Horn, another one is Victoria Keelan, and yet another is Kara Schillen. All joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date with this, that, and the other thing. Jennifer, what's the other thing?
Well, the other thing is just how much money it would take for you to give up your smartphone for an entire year. Ladies, do you want to chime in? Victoria, how much would it, or is there an amount of money that would make you give up your smartphone for the year?
I don't think there's an amount of money. I think I'd rather just
Kara?
Keep my phone.
Really? Is there an amount that they're offering? Because I could.
Yeah, but what would you take?
I mean, if I can say any number, a couple mil. You know.
Really? All right. Dougie, would you give up your phone for a certain...
Would I still have access? Because I could still use a laptop or like a tablet or something
like that.
Yeah, it
just says how much... A person who can ditch their smartphone for an entire year, I say I would. If they would give me a flip phone just so I feel like I wouldn't be naked if something happened in my car or whatever, I would take a flip phone and absolutely give up my smartphone. Dougie, would you do it?
I got both. I have a flip phone. I have a smartphone.
I know you do. But can you give up the smartphone? You could. You wouldn't. You don't even use it, right?
It's handy. It's a tool. But you can use your other computers.
You would take the money.
I'll take the money.
Yeah, I got a deal for you. I would totally take the money. I might enter this puppy. So if you think you can go without your smartphone for a whole year, Vitamin Water is betting against you. The company has unveiled a challenge for 2019 with an award of $100,000 to a person who can prove they went without their smartphone for one full year, 365 days. To enter the contest, and this is funny because you have to use your smartphone to do it, share on Instagram or Twitter why you feel you're up for the challenge, including the hashtag no phone for a year and hashtag contest. Vitamin Water will choose one participant who will trade their smartphone for a 2000s era calling only phone. See, I'm totally into this. I could totally do this. The participant makes it for 6 months, they get 10 grand. And if they make it for a full year, then they win $100,000. The entry period has already started. It started on Tuesday, the 11th at 8 a.m., and it goes until Tuesday, January 8th, 2019 at 11:59 p.m. So you have up until midnight, and you can enter this contest up to four times. I like it. I think we should all do it. And you know what? It's a technology detox. You make $100,000. Who couldn't use
that? Well, especially if they're going to give you another phone to use. That was my biggest thing. Is it's like, how, you know, is anybody going
to
be able to call
you? People.
Well, I don't.
See, that's the problem. I couldn't give up my smartphone because I don't like talking to people. I only text people.
I mean, you can still text people on an old phone.
Oh, my God. Do you remember what it's like to send a text on a flip phone?
I'm pretty sure I'd be able to figure
it out. I won't do it. People send me texts on my flip phone. I send them a note. Send it to the other number. I don't want to read it on
there.
You can't read them on a
flip phone. I believe in myself for $100,000 that I could do that again.
Yeah. Well, send it to the PC that you use or your laptop.
But it's actually interesting. This reminds me of a story. So Ed Sheeran, who, of course, you know, I love to talk about, he disappeared kind of off the face of the earth for like a year because he was traveling all around the world. He just got rid of his phone. He doesn't have a phone anymore. He just does everything via email. So if Ed Sheeran, who is like one of the biggest pop stars in the world, can go without a cell phone, I feel like I can do it.
Yes.
I have less people contacting me probably than he does.
Probably. You might be right. All right. Next up, focus on a couple of people in the news. Michael Cohen gets 36 months in the slammer. Emotional courtroom plea for leniency. Trump made me do it.
This guy, he cried and said that he was trapped. I'm sure he wasn't trapped when he was cashing checks, but, you know, whatever.
Well, the interesting thing about him, I looked into the taxi stuff, you know, because that's really, this is tax evasion. And he had a $14 million line of credit or something that he just didn't report. So they said he wouldn't have been able to buy his condo on Park Avenue if he actually had disclosed that he had so much debt. And so it's, you know, I guess, well, he'll be in jail with the situation. The situation was only, I think, $1 million or something. So Michael Cohen had a lot more than that. But they, maybe
they go to the same place?
Oh, that would be good.
Wouldn't it be fun?
That would be a reality show.
Yes.
So he took a couple of shots at Trump on his way out of the courtroom. That was kind of interesting.
Well, and he's also probably, I think, will be writing a tell-all because he's going to be trying to recoup some of these expenses. And his former lawyer, Lanny Davis, said, oh, he's going to tell everything about Trump. I think what's interesting in the way the media is reporting this, and I love the fact that, Victoria, you read into it and saw the tax evasion and the bank fraud, because what this really was about his crimes in the taxicab business. Yet, the media is making this all about campaign finance violations and about lying to Congress, which he barely received. I think he received 2 months for those charges, and the rest of the time was all for the tax evasion and the bank fraud. So
weren't there people saying, though, Jennifer, that because he cooperated on the investigation, the Russia probe, that he ought not to have gotten any jail time?
His lawyer said
advocating?
That.
Oh, his lawyer.
His lawyer said, oh, well, he cooperated. And then the prosecutor was like, yeah, you didn't really give us anything that was useful. So,
which was interesting, because the way that it's been portrayed, it's like, oh, my gosh, Trump should be shaking in his boots. And, you know, it's not a good day for Trump, certainly, when your lawyer flips on you and is cooperating with the team that's working to try to find something on you. But I think it was Alan Dershowitz who said that the example that was set by Michael Cohen, who really flipped and spent 40 hours with Mueller's team and like all of this, and then still ended up with over 3 years in jail, it doesn't make anybody else really want to work. Why wouldn't you just stay and fight? John Edwards did. John Edwards was guilty of the same kind of deal with the campaign finance stuff. He stayed and fight. He had no jail time at all.
Well, I don't think they should get jail time, maybe not for the same reasons other people. He's being fined $500,000. Then he has to pay restitution of $1.4 million or something like that. That's good.
His book will cover all that.
To cough up the money and don't send him to jail. Why should we be paying for this guy to sit on his arse in jail and write a book? Why? Why should you and I be paying for this guy to be in jail time when he can work and take care of the book, the manuscript, and then when he gets out, he's all set?
Interesting is Tom Cotton, who's a Republican and is obviously not really excited about the new prison reform bill that's going to be getting a vote, I think, before the end of the year. He was telling reporters, he's like, why would Democrats want to vote for prison reform when it's going to cut Michael Cohen's sentence in half? Because that's what will happen, is that these reduced sentences will be passed out to people who are currently incarcerated. So I don't know. This prison reform bill will get a vote. It'll probably pass because it has bipartisan support, but really staunch conservatives are trying to use Michael Cohen as a reason not to pass it.
Cohen
they
said
want him
that
in
he
there.
Was when he talked about Trump tweeting that he was weak. Cohen said he was weak because time after time I felt it was my duty to cover up his dirty deeds, referencing Trump. Okay, Michael. Yeah, calm down.
I don't know how this works, but is he allowed, you know, when his lawyer says, oh, he's going to tell all, but as his former attorney, is he allowed to break that attorney-client privilege for a book? He shouldn't be, but I think now that he's already lied and flipped and he's already done that, I don't think he's ever going to work as anybody's attorney again.
Was he disbarred?
I don't think anybody would trust him.
I think he was disbarred. Wasn't
he disbarred? I don't know. If not, probably will be.
All right, so that's the...
Yeah, and Trump's excuses, hey, look, you know, it's not, I've been paying off women my whole life, and Cohen did this one for me, and I didn't know, you know, election law's new, that's why I hire an attorney to handle all the election law stuff. I didn't know I was supposed to disclose that, and that could very well be true. You never know. If not, it's a defense, certainly. You hire someone to handle that stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, coming up, another person in the news. Remember Charlie Rose? The future's not so rosy for him. We'll
some thorns.
Get to the bottom of that. Yeah, right. Okay, first, though, in the perfect gift department, may I send you to omahasteaks.com? If you like juicy, wonderfully meaty steaks, and look at the other stuff. I'm looking at a flyer here now. They have fresh frozen salmon. They have shrimp. They have scallops. See, this is what I like. They got a lot of fish that you can get there, too. This is an entree. The deal that we're talking about, the gift idea at omahasteaks.com using the promo code DJV, is for you to send a package of fabulous products from Omaha Steaks, pork chops, sirloins, meatballs, burgers, sausages, that kind of stuff. $49.99 is all you have to pay for a $195 value. 74% you save on the family gift package. There are 27 gourmet items, $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com just before Christmas. I think you have a week more, right? Isn't that how, I think it stretches to next week about this time. So you got a week to do it. Why would you wait? Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Just go to Omaha Steaks, this limited-time offer, just for DJV listeners. Use the code DJV in the search bar. You get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package, which is $195, depending on how you do the math, $199, whatever it is, $49.99. That's right, less than $50 for something that normally is $200. Why wouldn't you do that for the meat lover on your list for Christmas? This is so easy. Get it done now while you're thinking about it. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's see what the story is on Charlie Rose. Apparently, CBS News has reached a settlement with the three women who alleged that they were harassed by Charlie. Network fired him a year ago after several women told the Washington Post that he had made unwanted sexual advances toward them. I think that's about as gross. Looking at him and thinking he was going to try to do the hoochie. Oh, so gross. Ugh. Three women claimed the news organization did nothing to stop him. They were fully aware of his philandering ways. The three plaintiffs all worked directly with Rose at CBS. The PBS and CBS both fired him. No details about the settlement. They never do. They never announce the details. But at any rate, that's the end of him. The end of him was a year ago. Anyway, has anybody seen
him? Was he trying to start a new network or something?
I heard that. Yeah, right.
Right?
Somehow. Yeah.
He was trying somebody else who was up to no good.
Right.
I don't remember who.
It's all the classics. Matt Lauer, Sharpie Weinstein's
round table.
The sex net.
Right.
21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Awful song.
And loving you is all I ask.
Maybe you want to say before we trash it.
All right, let's get to Throwback Thursday, the top five songs this week in 1971, as prepared by Victoria as she does her homework. Sonny and Cher were number five this week, 1971, with All I Ever Need Is You. I remember this vaguely now, thinking as I was a disc jockey at the time that the song really sucked. Well, let's kind of tune into it and see if I can get a better read on it. Crank it up, Cara, will you please? Better. Okay, now I remember there were parts where I didn't really like this part. I like this song.
I have found my treasure in your soul, honey. All I ever need.
They convinced so many people that they were great lovers and friends, and they were for a while, and then went south pretty quickly, and poor Sonny. I went skiing down the wrong slope and ended up on the wrong side of a tree. That was the end of him. Anyway, Cher has continued to perform. And as a matter of fact, she was starting at the same time the Sonny and Cher combo is sort of dwindling. She was off on her own. And it happens coincidentally that this same week in 1971, the number four song was Cher by herself. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Who doesn't remember this? Which is a much better song than the one that's a great Sonny and Cher. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song. Crank this up, will you please?
Picked up a boy just out of Mobile, gave him a ride.
Nobody understood what the lyric line meant. They like listening to her. They got that out of it. She was 16, he was 21. Who happens with the gypsies? Yep. Those lyrics, not too politically correct today. However, it can even talk about gypsies today.
Is that gypsies are still, gypsies? Gypsies are okay. Cool. So you're not saying anything disparaging about them.
They were tramps and thieves then, though. I'd be sure that'd be good. Okay.
I'm
all
sure right, so that's the number they still are.
Four song. Number three belonged to Three Dog Night. That's the best song they ever did. Number three, old-fashioned love song. It's a good song. fun. I've never a big fan of Three Dog Night, but I love this song.
What else did they sing? Like, what are they known for?
Tons of pop songs.
They did the Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog one.
Got it. Okay.
A couple
Thank
other
you.
Ones that sound like that to me.
That's the biggest one, though, yeah.
Yeah. Right. This was the best one, though. All right, so number three belongs to Three Dog Night, old-fashioned love song. Number two this week, the Shy Lights. Chicago, Illinois. That's how they call them, the Shy Lights. By the way, boys and girls, in case you didn't figure that out.
Did not know
this
that.
This is one of those. You didn't know that?
No.
No. Okay, well, now you know the reason they were called the Shy Lights. Great R&B song, Have You Seen Her? This is a fabulous song. It's still around. A version of the group. Go anyway. Away.
Oh, I've been used. I'm guessing they were replaced with that person, right?
Yeah.
Who can hit those high notes?
Hit those notes.
Still performing.
All right, number one top song this week and the past 3 weeks belong to Sylvester Stone. And his family, Sly, and the Family Stone with a Family Affair. Great. This guy was high 24 hours a day. He was. Snoop Dogg. This guy put Snoop Dogg to shame. He really couldn't. He didn't know how to make this stuff work, though. Family Affair. Number one this week, 1971. Throwback Thursday on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Caladrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump, the president's former lawyer Michael Cohen is now going to be calling a federal prison his home for 3 years. Yesterday, sentenced by a federal judge in New York City to surrender on the 6th of March, Cohen pleading guilty to tax fraud, banking fraud, and violations of campaign finance laws, also admitting to lying to Congress about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. British Prime Minister Theresa May survives a no-confidence vote in Parliament.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
May trying to lead the nation to an exit from the European Union, but the deal she presented to lawmakers there has been greeted with hostility. You are listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now in the DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen, the Dougster here. We'll have some last-minute gifting ideas for you coming up in a few minutes as a public service. Jennifer has flown the coop, but Victoria is here with a big story. Hi, Victoria. Oh, hello,
Hi.
Victoria. Oh, hello,
oh,
Victoria.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, all right, so you want kind of a downer of a story? It's important.
Not particularly, but if
I know.
You must...
Yep. So, according to a new government report, fentanyl is now the most commonly used drug involved in drug overdoses. And this is coming from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is their national health statistics report. The rate of drug overdoses involving this synthetic opioid, fentanyl, skyrocketed 113%. Each year between 2013 and 2016. So the number of total drug overdoses jumped 54% each year between 2011 and 2016. Now, the reason we're saying 2016 is that's the last year that they have all of the complete data. We know, just anecdotally, that in 2017 and, of course, 2018, that drug overdoses involving fentanyl are way up as well. So by the time they roll around and look at 2017, 2018, we're going to see an even larger number than what this report shows. But so now fentanyl, and this is based on drug overdoses, autopsies, things like that. So oxycodone at the back in the day used to, in 2011, that used to be the most commonly involved drug in overdoses, and now that's almost nowhere on the list. It's totally been replaced by all these opioids, and so fentanyl's number one, heroin is number two, cocaine's number three, methamphetamine's number four, and something called alprazolam is number five. So oxycodone, morphine, methadone, and things like that, those are way down on the list now. So I guess that's sort of a good thing, except now we've got this opioid epidemic, and
I'm looking at the numbers for cocaine deaths. They've increased 18% in the last 6 years or so, but that adds another dimension to the problem. But we asked the question of what is so bad in your life, or what's going on in your life that you want to be on these things to begin with? What sends people down the road? I just don't understand it, because I don't think that way. I don't, we all have problems. I have a great life, much to be thankful for. Don't most of you, when you think about it, have more to be thankful for than not? Would seem to me. What is there? Or do people just try this stuff as a lark? It's just fun. Oh, it's just fun. And they get hooked to it, and before you know it, is that how it works? I don't travel in those circles. I don't know anybody who uses
I don't
cocaine.
Either. No, I don't either, but... Nah.
It's your problem then, Kara.
But what I will tell you? Well, right. I know, right? Everyone blames millennials for everything. I will tell you this, though, that it is very big again with people in their early 20s.
Is it?
Cocaine, I've never even been around it, but I do know that it is definitely a big thing now for the early 20s, and especially amongst guys.
I know a lot of my radio brethren when they would do parties. See, I never
back
was
in
a
the
big,
day, right.
I
it
was
big
not a
in
big
the 80s.
City radio guy, right? And when I worked in New York, I was a kid, and I went, my New York job was to do afternoons at WMCA. Then I jumped on a plane and came back to Boston. I was doing Boston and New York every day.
So you would have been a good candidate for cocaine.
Yeah, I guess I might have been, yeah. Anyway, all right, so, Kara, do you have the Beach Boys there, Andy By? Just to sort of set the tone for this next story. It is a big news from Tennessee today. You see the story? Big vibrations, 4.4 magnitude earthquake. The 40, 50 miles.
I did hear about that, yeah.
Did you hear it? Second strongest earthquake.
Yeah, on record, I think, in Tennessee.
Yeah, it is. Right.
It's weird. There's so many weather patterns happening right now that are so bizarre. While you were in Peru, I think it was Indiana or Illinois, maybe one of those two, I forget, but they had 22 tornadoes in one day.
Yeah.
And that's way more than their highest monthly average. So we're seeing very weird weather patterns popping up, and I never
well,
knew
they call it, some of them are caused by
in Tennessee.
Things that are it's the New Madrid Fault that starts along the Ohio River and goes down into these areas. Most people don't think about this as Earthquake Alley, but if you go back through the history of the planet or our country and its topography. And the biggest earthquakes were not on the west coast where they now are feared to be, but they were in this area, the central, you've heard the story about the Continental Divide. Mm-hmm. Continental Divide, well, as far as that's concerned, the Yosemite National Park, all the stuff that goes down into that area of the country where we have these huge crevices and ravines and that sort of thing, the Grand Canyon, that's all Continental Divide stuff. That's all plate stuff moving around, a combination of the wind and the rain and the water cutting holes, and that's the way the planet works. So anyway, the U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake struck near Decatur, Tennessee, yesterday morning around 4 o'clock, second strongest earthquake hit the eastern part of the state, and 15 minutes later, another shock. 3.4, same thing, no injuries, that sort of thing, damage, but it's Atlanta Braves get in on the fun. They tweeted, "We know that Ronald Acuna at home run ball would land eventually." Okay, here from the yuck department, before we help you with your last-minute gift ideas, the amount of time we spend at the gym. I, in the wintertime, belong to the Y in Santa Monica. So I go to the gym every day, and maybe I'll be, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this information. Gyms that you go to, and there'll be lots of ads starting right after Christmas for people going to the gym. Mm-hmm. In January, it's the biggest weight loss programs and gyms, biggest category of advertising in January every year. So, if you are spending a lot of time at the gym, close contact with all kinds of surfaces like yoga mats, treadmill handles, basketball tiles, aerobic platforms, you'll be happy to know these items are covered in all kinds of creepy, crawly stuff. Not just dust, but dust filled with antibiotic-resistant microbes. 42 athletic facilities were studied. Fitness clubs, recreation centers, dance studios, yoga places, living germs resistant to common antibiotics were all over the place. These microbes may not have developed the resistance because of the overusage of antibiotics, but because of the chemical commonly used in hand sanitizers, triclosan, that's what's making these. I told you, how many times have you heard me say, don't use that stuff
mm-hmm.
for all kinds of reasons?
Yep.
Now, it's causing this proliferation of antibiotic resistance microbes. When I get sick, that's it. Just use that. They sold it. They were great in selling that stuff, man. Prevent yourself from getting sick. Get rid of those germs.
Yeah.
No.
And it's the active ingredient in Purell. And so anytime, you know, and doctor's offices have Purell everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, drives me crazy.
Elevators.
There are so many. Yep. They're everywhere. And this stuff is so, this has been categorized as a known carcinogen. In California, they're always sort of ahead of that stuff. And in Europe, this stuff has been banned. So, and this is the kind of stuff that we still have everywhere. So everyone thinks they're being super healthy and constantly gel, you're literally giving yourself cancer. And if you really need antibiotics, now we know it's preventing you from, it's creating antibiotic-resistant germs that are living in your skin. So when you really need antibiotics, they're not going to work.
No, nope.
It's terrible.
I don't know. Yeah, not good. All right, in a moment, we're going to give you some ideas on last minute. Well, we got a week, 10 days till Christmas? So last minute gift ideas coming right up here. Now, I want you to focus on the things that you put in your body. As long as we're talking about the germs and the things that you have allowed to grow in your body, you got a lot of things that may make it into your chamber, into your stomach, into your colon, your elimination system, and it gets plugged up. Food. So much different today. All the GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, heavy processing, making it hard for you to digest, hard to get the right nutrition even. That's where Life Change Tea comes in to counteract the problem. Life Change Tea, specially blended powerful herbal formula, it'll heal your body, give you more and more and more energy. No caffeine in this. It's a mild cleansing, a daily detox, helping heal and bring back the energy of your youth. So go to GetTheTea.com, boys and girls. GetTheTea.com and order Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV and it'll be shipped free. This is not available in stores. Got to go to their website, GetTheTea.com. Good stocking stuffer for those people that you want to make sure are healthy, and it's just kind of cool. Supplements, great way to maintain your health. This is a great way to clean out your system, a good detox. GetTheTea.com is the place to order Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV, and they won't charge you to ship it to you.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 after the hour now. It's time for us to get some good ideas into our head. Bahar Technician is here with some ideas. This is a very good time for you to ply your craft, Bahar. So what do we have? You got a lot of experience in looking over all of these things that are available. So you got three or four items for us?
I do. There's still time to get a perfect gift for the holidays. So we're going to start off with a great gift for the ladies out there. The holidays are an amazing time to gift someone a glamorous scent fragrance. And Elizabeth Taylor Diamond.
All right, so I think we're going to have to interrupt you. Sorry.
Bahar, but we've got a problem in our connection to you. Maybe it's something that we can try to quickly connect. Do you want to try that, Kara, or do we have to maybe kiss this conversation off? Because every other word is being clipped by something that's not handy in our system. So I'm sorry about that. It's not a good thing, not a healthy thing, but it is one of those things. Technology being what it is, it's not perfect, and so if Kara can fiddle around with that for a second, or you tell me what you want me to do, Kara, because I can move into another phase. All right, so I think we're not going to be able to make that work. Sorry about that. So we'll bring her back to a point where she can give us that update, because we're all looking for those last. Have you finished, Victoria, your shopping, or what are you doing?
No, I was just thinking
that
about that.
Attention.
It's funny. Yeah, I think I've got most of it done. You have a few things on the way to you. So
I do?
Think I've got, yes, you do.
Wow.
So I think I've got most of it done. I did pretty well this year. It was 100% online, which normally I do a mix of online and in-store, but this year has been 100% online. So, yeah, it's been really easy.
Really? And for whom do you have? Of course, Lewis gets the most presents, right?
Actually, no. He and I are going kind of light this year. We're just going to do like sort of one thing for each other. And
yeah, that's
enough.
People
overdo it. I have a new sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. The guys, the idea here, Bahar has some good things that she'll share with us at some point in time. But there is the little business of gifting small things. That's kind of fun. But to go overboard, I think, is crazy. I remember we used to go into three or four of the last Christmases where Meredith and I would just have bucket loads of stuff. But it was fun to get those things. It was fun to go get them. I think that really is the ticket. Don't you really, when you get down to it? The ticket is to have some fun for yourself and not to feel like you're obligated to go do something. Just have some fun. Get stuff that you want to get and that you know the other person will appreciate. That comes from knowing somebody well. That's what it's really all about, I think, anyway.
I'm one of those nerds that I have more fun finding the perfect gift for someone than receiving it. I don't really care about what I get. I don't need anything, but I love finding that great gift for somebody.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, for those of you, I wanted to update the travel group here. Last week we were talking a while ago about the Marriott, and there were a couple of other things that you had in technology news today, Victoria, about data breaches and that sort of thing. Yeah. Marriott had, 500 million customers exposed to hackers, and they've now said that they will pay for new passports if fraud is found in this data breach, because a lot of people's, this is passport information that they got, and so you're going to want to have a new passport. You don't want to have the same numbers and everything. 327 million of those people, of the 500, might have had their passport number disclosed in breach.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Right.
Think about all of when you think about what what hackers can do with passport information, they can get access to your bank accounts. Like, there's so much that your passport can do for you. And then not to mention selling them online and putting a different picture in and someone steals your identity.
Oh, yeah. I was, I had to have my passport every day when I was down in Peru last couple of weeks. And I forget how important it is. You can't move around internationally if you don't have your passport. I mean, even in country to do things.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal, and the government apparently put the squeeze on Marriott to fix the problem, and I guess they've said they will. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988. How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. A sweet bitch as lucky can be.
Wow.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim.
Hearing a lot of this, Dick Van Dyke from the original Mary Poppins. Lots and lots of buzz on the Mary Poppins movie coming out. What is it, next week, Chucker, or is it Christmas Day after that when it comes out?
No, it officially opens next Tuesday night.
Yeah, week before Christmas. So Mary Poppins. Emily Blunt is playing Mary Poppins. This is a great casting. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Could it be the number one movie of the season, do you think?
I think long term it'll have the most legs. I don't know if it'll open. I think Aquaman over at Warner Brothers will have a bigger opening weekend for 3 days, but I think long term Mary Poppins is going to draw a ton of families, especially the week between Christmas and New Year's, usually a very big week. For movie theaters, they do very, very well. But anyway, Dick Van Dyke, who sang that song in Mary Poppins back in 1964, is 93 years old.
I love him. And he dances up a storm in the new version, right? He's got a big cameo in Mary Poppins, and he does a lot of
dancing. Well, I think it's more than a cameo. I think he has a supporting role in the film. Unlike Julie Andrews, who reportedly is not a part of the new Mary Poppins movie.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know the answer to that question.
I actually heard her in an interview. She was asked why she wasn't in it, and she said that they did ask her to do a cameo, but she felt that she would be overshadowing Emily Blunt and that she didn't want to be a distraction, because she said Emily Blunt is so good in the role, she didn't want anybody to make the comparisons, so that's why she chose not to be in it.
Not nice of her. That's very nice.
That sounds narcissistic, but I'll take it.
Chucker. All right, let's look at some of the nominations for the SAG Awards in terms of movies. The cast of Black Panther, Crazy Rich Asians, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, Green Book, multiple nominations. Star is Born led with 4 nominations, in fact. Outstanding performances by a male actor, Christian Bale up for Vice, Bradley Cooper, Star is Born, Rami Malek for Bohemian, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, that's my favorite, John David Washington, Black Klansman, I thought that was a good movie as well. I thought Star is Born, I think three of those, I don't even remember, what's Vice about? What is that?
Well, it didn't come out yet.
Oh, that's right. That's something I'm looking forward to. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I gotta say one thing. After you listed those movies, I think this year the movies are better than they've been in a while. I think there's going to be a lot of public interest in the award season.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm pleasantly surprised that Spike Lee's Black Klansman is getting recognized.
I really thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was a really good movie.
I think Green Book is a good movie. I think Star is Born is a good movie. I've heard Vice is a very good movie. Be interesting to see, and
Bohemian Rhapsody I thought is a very good movie. John David Washington, who's nominated here for Black Klansman, is the son of Denzel Washington.
He's in his thirties.
I never really seen him before. He's very talented.
He's very good in Ballers. He's with what do you call it? He's the show on HBO.
Ballers is with The Rock.
Yeah. So here are the performance nominees for female actor in a leading role. Chucker, Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins, Glenn Close and The Wife. Have you seen The Wife? It's around. I haven't seen it. I wondered about it. I did not.
We booked it at our local theater, but the reaction was really good. People liked that movie.
Was it? All right, so maybe I should go check it out.
But it's one of those small movies that a lot of people have not seen. So.
Yeah, Olivia Colman, The Favorite. I don't know that movie at all. What's that about?
You know anything about that? It's coming out. I believe it's released very limited, but the reviews are really good. It's another small independent film with good buzz.
Gaga up for Star is Born. Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me? If you haven't seen that movie, it's quite a good story. She doesn't come across as very interesting. It's a very interesting story. It really is. And it's done well. She's a pretty good actress, actually. She's not all slapstick and foolishness. She's pretty good, actually.
Well, this is proof because she's getting a lot of award buzz for that role.
So the SAG Awards are basically peer awards, are they not? The actors vote on... How is that different from the Oscars, though?
Yeah, well, the only difference, it's not a lot of difference, but the only difference is in the Oscars, the directors and producers get to vote also. I think the SAG is just the acting body. So it's going down the same road. So if you get a SAG award, you have a strong shot, not a definitive shot, but a strong shot to also get an Oscar.
Yeah, that's usually a predicator, isn't it? SAG Awards are influential.
I think so. I gotta say, I'm actually very impressed of how many movies and TV shows have you watched in the last few years. Very impressed.
I have watched.
Yes.
Come on, me. Ah.
Well, yeah. You've gone to a lot of movies.
Good distraction for me. Just not much else to do for fun, so that looks it's a good way for me. I like the movies, Frank. I've always liked them. 59.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.